When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after filling his home with antique finds from local thrift shops, some strange things began to happen.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. Thank you very much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, you know how much we like to hear them. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Harper, girl!
Hello.
How's everything today?
I am fantastic. How about you?
I'm good. How is your summer going?
It's going great. Lots of sleeping in and not waking up at like 6, which is magical.
Isn't that nice?
Right.
That's the most wonderful thing about being a kid is that break that you get last day of school, and then you've got like a couple months, and it's just to enjoy life, you know?
I love my 2 months of catching up on sleep. It's my favorite thing.
It makes it hard to go back to school because it's like, whoa, I got to get up when? I got to do what?
Usually I give myself like 2 weeks and like I do that routine of waking up at like 6 just to get used to it before the school starts.
Oh, no, that's a really good idea. I was never that smart. I was like, I'm going to sleep in till the day I can't. And then I would complain about it the whole time when I'm getting up to go to school. I don't want to get up.
Well, I'm really excited for next year because I get out earlier. So that means for me getting home and lots of naps.
So does that mean you have to go to school pretty early, or is it just a shorter day?
It's just a shorter day.
Oh my gosh. So what are the hours? When do you go?
So school starts at 8, so it's from like 8 to like 2:45.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome.
I know, right?
I'm kind of thinking when I was a kid, we went to 3:20 in the afternoon.
That's what I did last year too. But ever since like I changed schools this up and coming year, I no longer have to go home at like 3:15.
Yeah. Well, good for you. You want to hear a ghost story?
I would love to hear a ghost
story. Okay, so this one says, I didn't plan on living in a haunted house.
Not who does?
I'm planning on it. I think there are some people.
That one. It has.
Yeah, I think there are some people who do buy houses because they think they are haunted.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, remember when the Amityville house went up for sale?
Yeah, so there are people who want it for that reason. I talked to a guy the other day on the Grave Talks, and that episode might have posted by the time this one does, but he and his husband bought a house that was 200 years old, assuming it was haunted, not necessarily the reason why they bought it, but he is a paranormal investigator, so he had no problems with it being haunted, and it's definitely haunted. All kinds of stuff happens in that house.
I'm not sure, but, like, look, I love doing the ghost show. I really do. And I like going to, like, spooky places. But I'm just not sure if I can live in that type of environment. Because, I don't know. I just feel like it gets so much energy out of me.
Yep. So, no, I agree with you 100%. So it says, not that I'd call it haunted exactly, but there's definitely some strange things about this place. Or maybe it's not the house at all. Maybe it's the stuff I brought in. So here's how it started. A few years ago, I bought a little lake cabin in Central Texas. Built in the 1950s, it was meant to be more of a weekend getaway kind of place. But I guess nobody ever really lived in it full time until I moved in. It's about a football field away from the lake, surrounded by thick woods and nothing but limestone under the soil. Quiet, peaceful, and I thought it was perfect at first. I was living on a shoestring budget at the time, so furnishing the place meant one thing, thrift stores. And around here, there is no shortage of them. You can find everything from old farm tools to Victorian sofas, usually cheap and usually a little off, but that's okay. I wasn't picky. Most of the stuff I brought home was fine, but there were two pieces that came with a little more than I bargained for. The first was this old ceramic wash basin. Probably from the late 1800s, I found it in a shop that smelled like dust and old glue. It was buried under a pile of chairs and prints. I bought it for $5, cleaned it up, set it on a little wooden stand next to the bathroom, thought it gave the place a little bit of charm. The weirdness started maybe a week later. I was sitting at my desk working from home when I heard the sound of water being poured. Not dripping, poured, like someone was emptying a pitcher into a tub. It was so clear and so close, I thought that maybe I left the sink running. So I walked into the bathroom, nothing. Not even the toilet, nothing was running. I figured maybe it was something outside, but as soon as I sat back down, the sound happened again, the same thing. This time I walked over to the wash basin and stood there listening. It wasn't pouring anymore, but something about it felt very heavy, like it wasn't just a decoration. It only ever did that twice, and I haven't heard the sound since, so maybe it was a residual thing, just an old echo playing itself out. Now, the second item was something I probably should have left at the store. It was a grandfather clock, big dark wood, carved patterns on the sides, looked like it came from a funeral home or something. It worked, kind of, needed winding every couple of days, but the chimes still rang out. My nephews hated it, called it the creepy clock. One of them stopped the pendulum once and refused to be in the bathroom after dark in the house. I thought they were just being kids. You know how clocks can feel a little haunted just by existing. But one night, I was winding it before bed. The place was quiet, no TV or music, just me. I was leaning down to set the pendulum when a voice, clear as day, spoke right next to my left ear. It said, "I'm standing right here." It was not in my head. It wasn't a passing sound from outside. It was right next to me, like a man was inches from my face. I didn't move for a second, didn't panic. Weirdly enough, I felt kind of neutral. No fear, no bad energy, just a presence. I turned toward the voice and said without even thinking, "I can hear you." I've never heard it again, never felt it again, just that one time. So let me be clear. I don't think the house itself is haunted. If anything, it feels kind of drained, sort of like a dead battery. When people walk in, they always say it feels empty, not spooky. But every now and then, something passes through. I felt it. My sister said she saw something by the edge of the woods once, something that didn't seem quite human. One of those blurry shapes you can catch from the corner of your eye, but you never quite can figure out what it is. You know, people who live by woods. I don't think I could.
I can't. I really couldn't. Like, that would just freak me out too much. It's like an ominous shape outside of the forest.
And I've just heard, like, too many stories of cryptids and things in wooded areas.
Right? Like, I feel like a lot happens in the woods.
Yeah.
For, like a lot.
And I do think, too, with woods, that there can be animals moving through there. It's dense, it's dark, and, you know, you could hear, you know, leaves crunching as something walks over it.
Yeah.
So I do think there's times where your eyes could play tricks on you, but then you could also see Bigfoot. Let's just be
right.
real. So, okay, so it says, my brother thinks it's the lake or the limestone, which those are two conduits, so could be. Water and stone, two things known to mess with energy. Add in the woods, you've got a whole stew of possible weirdness. We've joked that the land attracts drifters, not people, but things. Spirits, elementals, travelers, whatever they are, they don't stick around for long. They come through, stir up the energy, and then they're gone. But I can't help think that those two items, the wash basin and the clock, acted like beacons. Maybe carried memories with them, or maybe even the spirits of people who used them. Like something still clings to those objects, waiting for a chance to remind the world they were once real. I haven't bought any more antiques since then, not because I'm scared. Honestly, the whole thing felt more strange than threatening, but I'm a little more careful now. If I do pick up something secondhand, I let it sit in the garage for a few days, give it time to air out. So maybe it's not a traditional haunting, but there's definitely something going on here. Not always, not often, but enough that I've learned to pay attention when the quiet feels a little too quiet. Anyways, that's my story. Call it an attachment or a haunting, whatever it is, Jerry. Oh, I definitely think you can bring things in with...
Definitely.
Bringing antique items into your house. Why couldn't you, you know?
I think it's funny because just given all of, like, the water, the limestone, the thrifted items, it really just sounds like the perfect recipe for, like, a haunted nightmare. Not necessarily a nightmare. Like a, kind of like a train station for that type of energy.
All of it is just, it's like this little perfect paranormal triangle.
Right.
You know, Jerry has all of it going on. And I do, I get the thing about objects too. I just don't bring in old objects into my house. I've talked about that before, and that's the reason why, right there. And I,
well, I think that it's not true for me because I have, look, I have something very old, probably very, very haunted, but it's like a little, like, pendulum of sand from the catacombs that was blessed by the Pope in the Vatican.
Well, that's kind of awesome.
It's just sitting right there, like, a couple feet away from me on my bookshelf. So, you don't bring in old things. I live for old things.
See, I've got some different, you know, holy water from here or there sort of things. But...
Yeah.
And I have no idea why, because I'm not Catholic. But... I've just had friends that have given me stuff like that over the years. So maybe, I don't know if that's, I don't think that stuff's haunted. But, you know, when you see, like, an old mirror in particular, like the old wash basin, and then to hear water being poured.
Okay, that's kind of scary. I'm not going to lie. But would I buy that wash basin for, like, $2? Absolutely. Okay. I'll keep it forever. Specifically for that. I don't know why.
Although I do see, I totally 100% get why people like items like that. Because there's a lot of them that are really beautiful and like that. I thought it added a little charm. You know, it's like you might have the perfect little table and it needs a little something. Oh my God, that wash basin would look perfect there. So I get why people buy them. I just don't want to. And especially if you live in the woods. It's like you're just tempting fate.
With the not so human thing that was spotted outside of the woods.
Right, which I don't like. Because here's
it's stalking you.
Like Kathy and I always talk about this because, yeah, it could be a cryptid, it could be a Bigfoot, it could be something paranormal, and it could be a serial killer. It could be all of those things, and none of them are good.
None of them are good. No. I mean, maybe Bigfoot. I feel like Bigfoot might be like a fun house guest, but...
I don't think he'd be a fun house guest at all because he'd be knocking shit over.
Do we know that, though? Maybe he's very polite.
Maybe he is. You're right. I've never encountered anyone who's encountered Bigfoot yet, so...
We don't know, but...
We don't know.
As far as I know, he could be very polite.
So I do want to apologize to any Bigfoot that might be listening right now. I'm sorry. Let's go to this phone call.
So, back... About a year ago, my brother passed away from pancreatic cancer. He had fought the good fight for about 4 years, which is really, really good for someone with his disease, but he just got tired and decided it was time to go. And fast forward to a year later, and we finally got the headstone back. Because of COVID and all that, it took forever for that to come through. We have the service, and I'm not like one to like really like express myself in front of others too much. So I don't like to really cry in front of people or anything like that. So I decided I wanted to go back after the service and have my like personal moment with him, right? And I brought my pendulum because I was going to try and see if he would come through and talk with me. And it was in Western Kansas and it was very windy that day, so it wasn't really working out for me from what I could tell very well. So I just said, well, I don't know if this is actually working. So I just thank you for, you know, being there all the time for me. And I'm sorry that I wasn't there for you, you know, when you passed and everything. Like, right as I said that, a big monarch butterfly flies over and lands on the flowers that are sitting on top of the pile of dirt that's covering the hole. I just kind of start crying because I realize that was him giving me a sign. And I didn't even ask for a sign. I was just, you know, venting, you know, my frustration that it was too windy and so the pendulum wasn't working. I just started falling, tears, and my 10-year-old daughter was sitting in the car, and she comes out and runs over, and you know, she gives me a hug, and we both cry a little bit. And then I'm looking around, and there's butterflies because it's a cemetery, and there's flowers, but there's mostly like those little white butterflies. There weren't any monarch butterflies around. That was like the only one around. So that just kind of like reinforced in my mind that it was him. I don't see monarch butterflies very often now, but so every time I do see one, I think that might be him. And I just say, hi, Jason. Good to know you're here checking in on me. So that was good. Well, thank you for listening to my story. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
So what do you think? Do you think that was her brother sending her a sign?
Absolutely.
100%, don't you? And I'm no so sorry it. She lost her brother. I can't imagine. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm very
that would be
sorry to hear that.
So difficult, losing him to cancer. But, you know, to me, that's exactly the kind of sign that you should be looking for, too.
Yeah.
You know, she needed a moment and, you know, tried to communicate through her pendulum. And Western Kansas is very windy. I can attest to that. And the fact that that wasn't able to work, but yet she saw the butterflies instead. Just, I don't know. I think that's a very simple sign, but I think it's very beautiful and profound.
I do think so, too.
You know, I do think that's a sign that she can get repeatedly. You know, when you kind of least expect it, the butterfly comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my thing with pennies. You know, how I randomly find them when I need them. And so I think maybe she should be aware of that. And other times she might see them again.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes and access to the archive and no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststory or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.